In this bulletin, the Prime Minister to meet key leaders in Vietnam. 15 people have died after days of protests in Senegal. And in sport, Max Verstappen flies to pole position in the Spanish Grand Prix. With all the latest SBS news, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will meet key leaders in Vietnam to discuss shared interests, including China's position in the region as he continues Australia's diplomatic push. Mr. Albanese will sit down with Vietnamese Prime Minister Pham Minh Chinh, as well as the Communist Party General Secretary, the President and the Chairman of the National Assembly. He says with China bordering Vietnam to the north, the issue of the country's relationship with Beijing would no doubt be on the agenda. Indian officials say all passengers are now accounted for after a train collision which killed over 288 people. Rescue efforts have concluded in India's worst train crash in over two decades. Hundreds more were injured in the crash, which occurred when a passenger train derailed and hit another in the country's eastern Odisha state. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has visited the scene of the collision and met a number of those injured at a local hospital. The country's railway minister has provided an update on the incident.
We think that now, more or less, we have reached a level where we understand each and every passenger who was travelling in this. Large number of passengers have already reached their homes after taking the compensation amount.
The state of Odisha declared a state of emergency as a mark of respect to the victims. India's deadliest railway accident occurred in 1981 when a train plunged off a bridge into a river in Bihar state, killing an estimated 800 people. One of the chief architects of the Uluru Statement from the Heart, Noel Pearson, has criticised opposition leader Peter Dutton's stance on the Voice referendum. He says since Julian Lisa left the position of Indigenous Affairs Minister, Mr. Dutton has come back to make the dishonest argument that the Voice to Parliament will divide the country. Mr. Pearson told Sky News he's disappointed in Mr. Dutton.
I met with him, I think, two or three times with Julian Lisa. And at those meetings, Peter was very, very clear in what he said to me. He said, I do not agree with the race argument. I think he's being a bit duplicitous now in talking about re-racializing the Constitution. He's taking a very different position to the positions he took in meetings with me.
Clashes between police and supporters of Senegal's opposition leader Ousmane Sonko have continued in Dakar. The government says the number of people killed during days of clashes has now risen to 15, including two security officers. Tensions grew after Mr. Sonko was convicted of corrupting youth but acquitted on charges of raping and sending death threats to a woman who worked at a massage parlour. Mr. Sonko was sentenced to 2 years in prison. Dragana Brajovic was one of the protesters.
We came here to fight against violence and for a better tomorrow, both for our children and ourselves. I have to admit, there is only one life and I like to live it properly. Not only my children, there are a lot of smart people here, so I hope brains will take precedence over some other things. As long as we have faith, we have something to hope for.
Authorities are encouraging people in New South Wales to be on the lookout for symptoms of meningococcal disease. It comes as three new cases of the disease have been identified and a person in their 50s has died. There have been 19 cases of meningococcal disease reported in the state this year. New South Wales Health Director of Communicable Diseases, Dr. Christine Selvey, says anyone with symptoms should act immediately.
The sudden onset of fever, and that can come with a headache and tiredness and quite extreme tiredness sometimes. Sometimes there's neck stiffness or dislike of seeing bright lights. And after the symptoms have begun, sometimes there can be a red purplish rash, which can be either spots or extending bruises. And the rash is a serious sign and comes a little bit later on.
New South Wales Police say 79 people have been charged with drink driving offences after a two-day traffic operation in Sydney's southwest. Over 25,000 random breath tests were conducted during the operation, which began on June 2nd. Operation Commander Inspector Gregory Donaldson says it's very disturbing how many people are still caught committing offences of this nature. And in sport, Red Bull's F1 championship leader Max Verstappen has flown to pole position at the Spanish Grand Prix, and Ferrari's Carlos Sainz joining him on the front row after a dramatic qualifying. Verstappen was nearly half a second clear of the Spaniard in his first lap, so he aborted the second once it became clear nobody else was going to beat him. The pole in a time of 1 minute 12.272 seconds was the 24th of his career and came after he lapped fastest in every practice session. And that's all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.